Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday. Well, we didn't have our little computer
kickoff there. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 5 minutes after the hour, 7 here. Good morning. It's Friday, July 29th.
Or was it the Republicans?
I'm not sure. I think it's just that all the electrons for the last 2 weeks just was tired. They were
tired.
I'm telling you what, we fried the wires when we walked in here today.
Really?
Wow. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have an interesting show, and we're going to be talking to an author who writes a book about millennials, because I think he's probably a millennial.
Well, this time he's calling in. It's definitely happening.
It was my fault last time, because when I put down the date, I put the month of August instead of July there.
Okay, and you got a lot of write on that millennial, so now you
I went back and wrote an apology.
Your generation called?
My generation.
Are you a boomer?
I'm a boomer.
Okay, so the boomer screwed up. The millennial
we'll see. We're going to see what he says. He says, he wrote a book called Millennials. The GOP hasn't lost the millennials yet. Good. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning. And it's wonderful to be here on this Friday. How you hanging in there with the heat today? Currently, right now, it's 73 degrees. And yes, this is the forecast calls for 110 with our lows of 77. Tomorrow calls for 107, and Sunday 102, and as we get through Monday of next week, 101, Tuesday 100, and we're still up in the triple digits up until the middle of next week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They are locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And as you know, we are hosting a Turtle Bay dinner tonight that we gave to the auction.
We donated
dinner at our house for your famous paella, my sangria. We do it with the Hills, Rick and Pam Hill, and they come and Pam does hors d'oeuvres, and they do the wines and then the desserts. I don't know if there's going to be cigars and port outside with I don't know how long, how cool it's going to get,
but we may have
some brave soldiers in there.
Well, we might just go out and spray them down, too, and just, spray them while they're sitting out there, so it could help. Because last time we put, they probably would have never noticed.
Well, it's a process, when you do a sit-down dinner for a bunch of people, and that they are, they've been very generous in their donation to Turtle Bay, and when they do the fundraisers, this is how Turtle Bay is able to bring you some fabulous programs.
It's almost like I feel like I should be going in there with little cups of salt and pepper, a little pepper, please.
Yes.
If they need, just kind of tell me when, that kind of thing. Anyway, okay, everybody. Good morning, Jared. How
morning.
You doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well.
You're looking okay today.
Well, thank you.
Is that the Colt 45s back in action?
Yeah, we play. They have a game tonight.
That's right.
And 110.
The sun goes down. It's going down. They're in the shade there. It'll probably be no more than 195.
I'm just saying that I think it's really brave. And the reality is when you play sports, you play in all weather.
You
can't be a wuss.
Well, Kyle was just in Humboldt County in Arcata.
Oh!
And it was 55.
It was 62 when I would check the temperature and still be like 110 here.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle used to play tennis, I know when he played tennis, it wasn't just, sunny in Palm Springs weather. I'm sure you played in all different kinds. But right now, one of my favorite parts of the week is on Friday mornings. We have Spencer from Haven Humane that brings our pet of the week. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Wonderful.
And today you have a darling, beautiful.
This dog is really cool.
Got the eyes to kill.
She
wonderful
is really
eyes.
Cool. So this morning I brought with me Sky. She is a 3-year-old gray and white pit bull mix. She's an amazing dog who came into our shelter back in May. Unfortunately, her owner never came to reclaim her. So she's now available for adoption. Sky is such an amazing dog that we actually picked her to participate in our Camp Love a Pet program. She's already about a week into it. And what the Camp Love a Pet program is she goes through some basic training for the next 2 weeks. It's a great program where the dog gets to learn socialization skills with other animals. They get to learn how to walk, sit, stay, all of their basic commands, and she is doing wonderful in the class.
Oh, she's just adorable. I mean, the way she looks at you is just, it's like, hey, I want to be your friend look. I mean, it really is. It's a soft look. It just says, hey, look, I like you.
Yes.
And I can imagine if you have this dog, if you have Skye, that you've got a buddy for life.
Absolutely.
What are you, about 65 pounds?
I would say she's around there, yeah. Oh. She's a little bit of a smaller pity. She is good with kids 5 and older, just because when she gets a little excited, you know, she gets a little bouncy and might knock over a toddler. She does well with other dogs, and she even likes cats. It was actually kind of funny. We were walking out of our lobby this morning, and we have a rabbit in the cage sitting in our lobby waiting to be adopted. And the rabbit moves, and she just ran to the other side of the lobby. It scared her half to death.
That's so funny.
That's my pity. That's probably the story if I had a pity, is that a squirrel would come out, and the dog would be in my lap. You know,
yes.
And I'm carrying around 65 pity scared of squirrels.
I say she's about 3 years old because she's pretty mellow.
Yes.
She really is. Yeah. And she's pretty, and she's got a very intelligent look to herself. She's laying down right now. She's quiet, but she's good on leash, sits, stays, all those things.
Yep, loads right up into the vehicles.
Chance. You know what? Now, this is the kind of dog that kind of trot along. It's going to trot along your side. You're on the river trail.
We actually went on the river trail this morning. She absolutely loved it.
And loves it. And does she stay beside you?
Yes, the whole way.
The whole way. And so, you know, while you're just walking down the river trail with your little gray and white pity, that just is just a love. But other people will see that she's, you know, that you're accompanied by your friend.
Yes.
And would probably just think twice.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, how do we get Sky?
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 Eastside Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. You can adopt her today, but she won't be able to go home until she graduates from Camp Love a Pet on the 6th of next month.
The 6th of next month. Okay, yes. Which is
all right.
next Saturday.
Yep, not tomorrow. A
week from tomorrow. Okay. Well, anything else going on?
We do still have a few spots left for the $20 pit bull spacer neuters. So there's only limited spacing. They're almost all full. Give us a call today or stop by, and we can give you more information on that. $20 to have a pit bull spacer neuter.
Can't beat that. Okay, good luck with Sky.
All right,
I tell you, she is a little darling. Okay.
Thank you, Spencer.
Hey, we're going to take a break here, but, you know, last night, you know, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And we just can't, you know what, the bottom line is if we start to watch something at 9 o'clock at night, that's it. I mean, we don't make it. You know, people say, you shouldn't have a TV set in your bedroom. Well, we have a TV set in our bedroom. We like to watch a little bit before we go
movies.
To bed. And, you know, movies or something
in bed.
Like that. Or just, you know. Anything, like anything that we want, because we are adults and we can make those decisions. I haven't noticed that it slowed us down for anything else we're doing. But Linda, you know, I adjust her bed down, her Sleep Number setting to a 40. And whenever it hits 40, 5 minutes later, I just turn off the TV anyway because Linda's asleep. My Sleep Number setting 60. And, you know, it's rare that once we lay there in the bed any free length of time, we're not asleep. And we need that because just, you know, getting up at 5 in the morning and then tonight probably going till 10:30, 11, 12 tonight or whatever, you need a good night's sleep. And that's what Sleep Number does for you. And right now you can get a Sleep Number bed and a Sleep IQ technology for $1,099.98. Under $2,000, under $1,100. You're not going to beat the price. You're not going to beat the price on a bed that's rated number one by Consumer Reports. That's right. And we talk about it all the time because it's true. We've never slept better. And people ask us, oh, come on, is it that good?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's that good. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there at Sleep Number. Lay on the bed. Let them show you what it will mean for you for the rest of your life for sleeping well. And if you're in the Chico area, go to the Chico store down there on the byway. And, you know, check out Sleep Number and the Sleep Number store. You'll never be sorry. It's about 14 minutes after the hour 7. We'll be right back after these messages.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday morning. Carl.
Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. That's right, WellCare MD. It's one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care, a simple, convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. They don't take insurance there. But the fee is very reasonable, and you can see your doctor unlimited times. That's right, unhurried appointments that start and end on time. They can be made from the same day if needed. Comprehensive yearly wellness, including labs and personalized lifestyle counseling, all of this and more at WellCare MD. You know, that's kind of, you know, really, I mean, it's you got your doctor there. Dr. Jill spends more time. You know, everybody complains about, well, I'm in there and out there. I feel like a warehouse. You know, I feel like I'm being shipped down the conveyor belt. Well, it's not like that over there at WellCare MD. Give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. All right. Hey, you know what? Last night was a historical moment. I mean,
sure
it is. I mean, you know, we could talk about the night before last and last night. A major political party, in this case the Democrats, have nominated a woman.
For the first time in the history of the United States.
The United States. To be president. Whether you agree with her or not, or whether she is or not, it is a historical moment. I mean, as it was when Barack Obama was nominated and then won. The only thing I can say is, are we better off now than we were 8 years ago? And I think most people will say no. That when you look at the fact checks and the things that are being said, you'll see is that the country's economy is at the slowest growth cycle that's, you know, it's ever been since the Depression. 1.2% for the last 3 months. And from 2012 to 2015, 2.2. And ordinarily, it's 4 to 5%. of the GDP is growth. You know, the sales of goods and services are, and it's not happening. And I don't see a change coming with in what Hillary is saying about, you know, about jobs and, you know, how this is going to change. We could be heading to another recession just real quick over this. Now, not all doom and gloom, but these are just facts that have come out there. I do find it interesting is that when, after Trump gave a speech right on the front page of the USA Today, and I believe it was even on the Record Searchlight, you know, the fact check on the speech. You know, what did he say and how much, you know, what things weren't true? Well, you didn't see that on USA Today today, and you won't see it on Record Searchlight. But if you go back and look at it, like factcheck.org, there were a lot of things she said that were incorrect. I mean, she said that Trump said, oh, I'll do it all. I'll do it myself. He didn't say that. He was talking about knowing where the, you know, how the, you know, the big spenders and all the, you know, all the PACs come in. And he says, I know that. I alone know how that works. But quickly went into, we need to work together to fix it. And, you know, that's just one of the things that happened. But you don't see that in the major media, of course, who were so busy last night licking her face.
Well, it was a historic moment. You know, you watch the Democrat, you see all the stars that come out, Katy Perry singing, and, I mean, so many people coming out. It's like watching, you know, going to every movie, and I don't know. You know, it's the Democratic conventions always have been star-studded and huge. This is the closest a Republican convention has had any kind of energy than any I've watched in the last four different presidential conventions. But it's only 102 days away until we actually vote. And we would love to take your calls this morning, 605-4567. What did you think? What have you thought? Where's your mind going with the two different conventions? I'm sure you break bread with Republicans and Democrats, as we do. What's your general feel? We need to get... take a temperature, and then we're going to do this again next week. As you know,
I think every week we need to talk about things like this. But what did you think? What did you think of the convention? What did you think of Hillary's speech? If you listened to it, the problem is I think a lot of people are kind of like conventioned out. But what do you think about what's going on as far as the political parties? If you've been following it, you know they're calling for a $15 an hour national wage. They're calling for a free college. For people, you know, in-state tuitions, all free for colleges and universities. There's all these things they're talking about. What do you think about that? Is it possible? Is it something that you can support? And what are your thoughts on it? I noticed that last night she did not use the term Islamic terrorist, that they, you know, they talk about our military being the strongest in the world. It may be, but I tell you what, it's teetering. It's teetering right now because of the lack of care that they've given to it for the last 8 years. They're so busy wanting to do this. Get this. Latest is they want to name a ship and a U.S. Navy oiler after Harvey Milk, the openly gay council member down in, you know, San Francisco that was shot down. And I'm not sure at the same time if the Navy's spending that much time and effort on trying to get enough parts and training for the F-18s that can't fly right now because they don't have parts, or they don't have mechanics, or they don't have enough pilots because of the cutbacks in the military. I'm not sure how that equates on our military being so strong. And this is just one example. There's thousands of others. Other things. During the moment of silence for fallen police, people started chanting and yelling out, I heard last night, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. But it was a moment of silence for the police that have been killed, assassinated, gunned down, protecting people. And last night in San Diego, two more shot, police were shot. One killed, one wounded, is out of surgery, looks like he's going to live. They're trying to figure out what happened there. They've got the shooter in this case. So, but there's two more police shot. One killed. And during the moment of that silence, they're chanting this. And I just can't, you know, Linda says things to me when I say something. She says, just reverse that. And how does that, you know, how does that feel? just reverse that. You know, what do you think about that when you say something? And I can say that if they were having a moment of silence when the mothers of the slain black men were up on the stage for a moment of silence, if people had started yelling, you know, blue lives matter, blue lives matter, blue lives matter, how would people have felt? Like, I mean, wouldn't there have been like an uproar or an outrage? Well, there's not. There's not. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where I understand the Black Lives Matter. It's not that blue lives don't matter, and it's the fact is they feel like there's nothing that happens if a black man or black woman is killed. There's no repercussions is the feeling that I've read about on this. But the fact is that blue lives matter, that police lives matter too, and they deserve a moment of silence. And not to do that is a total lack of respect. And when people do that, I kind of have a tendency, as most people do, is kind of like push back then against the people who are shouting that.
Well, the USA team is arriving at Olympics. The opening is Friday, August 5th, and the uniforms are out. They are decked in Ralph Lauren sportswear, from white denim jeans tapered at the ankle and patriotic T-shirts to polo pony emblazoned navy blazers and red, white, and blue striped boat shoes.
Polo ponies?
Yeah, like polo, Ralph Lauren's polo.
Oh, the mine. Polo. Okay. Yeah. I thought you said they were they're not riding little polo ponies, right? Okay.
So that's going to be the uniform for the USA team.
That's pretty cute.
That's been a lot of thing. Of course, breaking news, 4 new Zika cases likely came from Florida mosquitoes.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing, isn't it? How these, and then we're going to have all the people that are traveling down to the major area where the disease is at for the Olympics. That's going to be interesting. Let's take a break. You know, we might come back. Kyle DeFore will be with us talking about sports and things that are going on with the Colt 45s and his great run he's had in sports this year, and looking at coming up in high school football starting at the end of next month. But right now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and Cody Titus. Cody is thrilled to represent buyers and sellers, has a great list of properties, extensive knowledge of what's going on around here, whether it's your first house, your last house, a ranch, or a commercial property. Cody can help you with that. Give her a call at 209-0721. That's Cody Titus at Properties by Merit. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:27 in the morning. It's 77 degrees. I bet when we come back, it'll be closer to 80 than 77. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's It's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It is Friday, the 29th of July. 77 degrees out there, going up to 110 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It is 7:31 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers.
You know, it's hot outside, and sometimes we have people who are shut in because of maybe elderly, or they've had
surgery,
and you know, you never know when you've got, and you're on meds and stuff like that. So it's always nice if you're concerned about, you know, having the experts. They're bonded. That's the big word for me. They're bonded. They're background checked. And every time that Sharon Clark has to hire a person and bond them, it costs her a certain amount of money to go through this excessive background. And I really respect and I trust she is who I would call to have my parents taken care of. Or, Carl, something happened to you and I couldn't be there for all of your needs. I would want somebody from Home Helpers. So they are the in-home care specialist with their services, 226-8350.
There you go, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Hey, we're here with Kyle DeFore, who is our sports guy, but he also, of course, has the sports show on Tuesday nights, but also Mighty Fine Foods.
Mm-hmm. Back from the coast.
So I don't have to do a live read for Mighty Fine Foods today because we've got you to do the Mighty Fine Foods.
I'm right
live
here.
Live read.
I wear many hats.
Hey, today's barbecue day.
Mm-hmm.
Today you get ready, cook barbecue, and then you get all your stuff on the way to the lake.
Yep. Ribs, tri-tip, chicken, hot dogs, Polish dogs, $5 take and bake pizzas,
wow.
1,000 cold drinks, coming up on 300 beers. Now, we used to say 250 or more.
I've been saying we're close to 300 here.
Coming
and
up on.
Jared said, you know, for a slight fee, he would go by and have one beer a day. You know, and
quality control.
And quality control, just to make sure that, you know, that they are all 300 are different.
Well, he could have one of just about a different beer every day. So
that's right. And, you know, rest on Sundays, and then there you go, buddy. You can have a beer every day, Monday through Saturday. Okay.
So you just came back from Humboldt.
Slightly cooler over there.
And you were calling the games, of course, for the mm-hmm. Colt 45s.
Yep.
Humboldt's got a hell of a team, huh?
Yeah, the Humboldt actually has two teams. We played, of course, the B-52s, a three-game set over there over Father's Day weekend, got two out of three there. And then we played them here as well earlier this week, earlier this month, I mean. But, yeah, we had two against Humboldt last month in Reading, and they actually got both of those games from us. And then we split one of two. This week came back with a great comeback win on Wednesday night, 7-5. The 45s had five runs in the eighth inning.
Wow!
And came back to win against the Crabs. But yeah, the Crabs are probably one of the better, if not the best team we've played so far this year.
Well, they've got a lot of players at the at that level. They're playing. They have a lot of players at that. You know, University of Texas. Some of the best teams in the nation.
Yeah, and one of those.
Not
guys,
that we don't have good teams, but. Mm-hmm. But the Humboldt Crabs have got a reputation and they've been around since, like you said, what, the 40s?
Yeah, they've been one of the oldest continuously run semi-pro baseball teams out there. And they had a great park. They were very hospitable. I don't have anything but good things to say about all the people there for the Crabs. Had a good series there, one out of two. Last two road games of the year, just seven games left on the season. Starting tonight, we're going to be playing San Francisco Seals for the first time this year.
All right. So what do you say about Humboldt County? besides the fact it's 62 degrees. What? You know what? Is that cool? I mean, is that cool? Is it you go from there, and you drive back across, and you drive back in, and your eyeballs just dry out.
It's like going to a different country almost, especially this time of year. I joked with one of the people sitting next to me as I was set up there in the bleachers. In Reading, we put on our coats in November and put them back in the closet in February. And in Humboldt, you keep it in the car and put it on about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So slightly different setup here. The heat doesn't really bother me as much. I heard you guys this morning talking about, all the seats are in the shade. So don't let the heat keep you away, fans.
They're in the shade.
Everything's in the shade. But,
and you can get the snow cones.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the snow cones early because people are going to go hit the snow cones.
They even have a mister. Last year they had a mm-hmm. mister that you could run through. Remember that?
And they still have it. And so, it's hot, but it's not that hot. You can escape it.
Well, see, I grew up playing Little League in polyester
you're
shirts
the whole thing.
And playing tennis and this stuff. Yeah. So, it doesn't bother me as much.
When you play tennis, you don't get to say what it's hot today.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's for me. I always thought that was kind of an advantage because I was
if you're used to it.
Well, when I was 16, 17, 18, when I was playing competitively, I could run all day and never got tired. If I tried to go out there and play now, I might make it half a set. But
what we do is when I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's mile high. It's over 5,000 feet. There is other Marines would come in from other units and we'd work out. And he's, what do you want to do? And he goes, I like to do a 4 or 5 mile run. So, okay. And about the second and a half mile going on, because we'd be pushing along there, they would be gasping.
Mm-hmm.
And, they didn't realize, or they realized they thought they could just work their way through it, but you can't. You can't work through the fact there's no oxygen up there.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of those Olympians train up in Colorado Springs, where it's like 7,000 feet.
Sure.
And then come down, and then they
come down to sea level. And it's like getting a boost there. That and a few meds. Like the Russians use. Okay, let's go to you because you are the sports guy of all sports guys,
and people are really liking you.
So let's. I'm getting.
They're liking your call of the game.
I'm getting letters now. These are letters that are typed out. Mm-hmm. I mean, real letters, mm-hmm. not emails. They said you're doing a great job.
Awesome.
I'll probably give it to you before you leave today. I'll just hand it to you.
Well, I've gotten a lot of great feedback from parents and friends and family, a lot of the players, listening on KCNR1460.com where we stream everything and everything's archived. You can listen to all the old games, all the NorCal Sports Hours every Tuesday dating back to February, and it's been a blast. We've got our next Tuesday, we've got our big NFL preview show. So Kirkby, my good friend, who knows, or he's forgotten more about football than a lot of people know. He's a fantasy football guru. He's going to be in here. We're going to be going through every division, talking, of course, Niners, Raiders is going to be the focus. But he's going to tell you who's going to be a playoff team, who's dreaming, and who should already be looking forward to the draft next year. So we're going to have
blowout. Let's start with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's going on with baseball right now?
Well, the Giants are...
Your team.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never seen you without some kind of giant paraphernalia on.
And I got my shirt on today. I got the 45s hat on because it's 45s game today. But, no, Giants are only up 2 games in the West. They've been on the skid since the All-Star game. They've only won 2 games in the last 3 weeks, just about. The lead is all the way down to 2 games against the Dodgers, who aren't setting the world on fire, but the Giants just can't get out of their own way right now, and the offense is just not there. A's going the other direction, but they're so far out of first place, it doesn't really matter. They've been playing great the last 2 weeks, but they figure to be sellers at the trade deadline coming up on Sunday. So Cubs already went out and got Aroldis Chapman, the number one pitcher available from the Yankees. He throws 105 miles per hour.
Yeah, I saw
Cuba.
That. This guy is like the fastest. He's got the fastest.
He tied his own record earlier this year, 105.1 miles per hour.
105. That's the fastest pitch ever thrown.
And he's about, I want to say, 6'5 or 6'6 and left-handed, and he looks like he's just unfolding himself and hurling himself at the plate. He reminds me of Randy Johnson a little bit.
Is he accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's less important when you're throwing 105, but he had his first appearance
to the batter. Cousin. Can you imagine the batter that's sitting in there? I bet the batters don't really dig in with mm-hmm. this guy throwing heat like that.
Well, I mean, he's throwing 105, and then he can throw a slider that's in the low to mid 90s that's breaking low and in at your back right foot if you're a right-handed hitter. So that's not a fun at bat, regardless. But yeah, and Randy Johnson, of course, who's the Hall of Famer who used to pitched a couple years with the Giants, but of course is known for his years with the Mariners and Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. He was 6'10". And they basically said the reaction time, which is similar for Chapman here, is you basically have between 1 2/10 of a second to decide whether you're going to swing.
One tenth to two tenths of a second.
Yeah. So, I mean, your reaction is literally that fast. I mean, I've stood in on 90 before, and that's pretty fast. And you increase that by a factor of 15 miles an hour off of that. That's 15 per
hour. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. You know, it's something coming by that fast. But get used to it as we go along, people getting bigger, stronger, better techniques and all this. And you're going to have six, you know, the pitchers are going to be like the football players where all the quarterbacks have got to be, you know, 6'3", 6'4", so they can see over the line, and you're now 6'8".
And all the teams now are building their roster the similar way. Everybody wants three or four power arms in the back of that bullpen to make it basically a six-inning game. So, you know, we get to the seventh inning with a lead. Well, we've got this guy who throws 98 and this guy who throws 100 and this guy who throws 100 that come in and pitch the seventh, eighth, ninth. I mean, that's how the Royals won the World Series last year. They had the best seventh, eighth, ninth inning guys there, and they hit just enough to win, you know. So Giants won at three titles with great starting pitching and enough timely hitting, and other teams are doing it with the bullpen. So Giants, I think, need to be buyers at the deadline here on Sunday, maybe go get one more arm.
Who's out there that would help them?
Well, you know, I would like to see him go get Andrew Miller from the Yankees, another left-handed.
Are the Yankees going to let somebody loose again?
Well, the Yankees should be sellers here. They're in fourth place. They're only six or seven games out of first, but they've got three teams between them and first place, so they're looking up and don't really have the horses here, and they've already traded Chapman, who's their closer, to the Cubs for their number one and number four prospect. They got a shortstop that's like considered one of the best 15 or 20 guys in the minor leagues from the Yankees. But Andrew Miller would be a great addition for the Giants. He's a good lefty reliever. He'd be a setup man for us. And there's a couple other power arms out there. The A's figure to be sellers because they're so far out of first. They've got some bullpen guys who aren't necessarily having a great year, but they've got good track records. They could help the Giants down the stretch. But, you know, there's a lot of teams in the NL that should be sellers. That are out of first base or out of first place or out of the wild card. American League, a lot more parity. So it'll be interesting to see what deals get done before Sunday, because both teams that made the World Series last year, the Mets and Royals, made big moves before the deadline. So the who makes the playoffs and who makes the World Series could very well be decided in large part in the next 3-4 days here.
Okay. Isn't it something to ask him a question like that? I'm going to throw one at you. You probably haven't been looking at. Okay. How about that backstroker from Rotterdam in the Olympics?
I don't know that I'm familiar with that, so you're going to have to fill me in on that one. I'm Olympic.
What is it?
I just made it up. Let's talk Olympics a little bit here. Uh-huh. I mean, from everything I'm reading, this could be an underwhelming Olympics.
You're being very diplomatic and kind with your
they're
assessment
they're talking
there.
About where they're swimming in the ocean. They are swimming in sewers almost.
Yeah.
That they're, you know, that
dead bodies seen floating where swimmers will compete is one of the headlines.
One of them. Yeah. The Australians aren't even moving into the Olympic Village because their bathrooms and everything aren't working.
It's not done.
The
place
isn't finished. Mm. The Brazilians are not, you know, they're kind of like underwhelmed themselves.
And they just hired their, help me here. I'm totally blank. Usually when you have your guards,
your
security,
right.
And the last Olympics started almost a year out.
Oh, yeah.
They just hired them July 1st.
Their security to keep everybody safe.
Yes.
I've seen there's another problem too, because what a perfect venue for somebody to make a statement.
Sure.
And they're you also have that, but you have Zika. You have the Zika virus.
Yeah, a lot of athletes
not going
for that
reason.
And
then the Russians in mass were banned, and then they're starting to let them come back in as individuals. But I think the swimming team is still banned.
Well, headline is that Putin is going to have his own games for his banned athletes.
Yeah, I mean, it's shades of 1980 and 1984 all over again. I mean,
they're not banning them because of political reasons.
Yeah,
they're banning them because it's a systematic doping that they're doing.
The Sochi Games in 2014, where they didn't have all the structures done for those either. Those making these Brazil games look, or the Brazil games now making the Sochi games look organized. I mean, it's basically systematic, state-sponsored hundreds of athletes. I mean, they had
doping.
It's
not a secret either. I mean, it was common knowledge that he finally did something about it.
Yeah, no, I think it undermines the games a little bit, of course. It delegitimizes it in some people's eyes. But, I think most of us who have watched any number of Olympics know that There's an expectation. A certain number of these guys are getting under the wire.
I mean,
getting
you know
away
that.
With it. I mean, you know, I mean, you'd,
but it's not state sponsored.
Yeah, ideally.
Well, so we've got the Olympics down there. I mean, this could be. I mean, you want it to be really good, and you want people to be able to compete. But if you know, you're looking at different venues, and if there was a on 60 Minutes, not 60 Minutes, but something a sports show that's on HBO. They talk about the Olympic, and the Olympic Committee is, you know, talk about a dictator type of regime they have there. The things they make people do have the Olympics, and then what the countries end up doing. I mean, like China, there is no such thing as civil rights in China. Mm-hmm. And what Russia did to build, get ready for Sochi, and even then, I mean, destroying lives, and they're saying they have no idea how many people were even killed doing this.
Well,
no
yes.
safety. I mean, it's not a pretty sight, and so Rio, which already has problems with money, mm-hmm. They may never make this up.
Well, and the Olympics now, you know, the Olympics used to be this crown jewel that your city got the Olympics, you know, and it was a really big deal. And now people are realizing that it's usually not a good deal for the city that gets it. It costs a ton of money. They don't recoup it back. With the couple weeks of tourism that they get, there's a huge cleanup effort afterward. You have all these structures that are either sparsely used, if ever used again. Somebody mentioned a thing a while back. They said, you know, with all these places, like Boston was our nominee for the next Olympic Games that are coming up, I think, in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, Boston actually withdrew its bid because they're like, this is logistically. Would be a nightmare for us.
They're going to have to destroy most of Boston.
Yeah. Why don't we have Olympics at places that have had Olympics before? What's wrong with having the Olympics in Los Angeles again? Or if we have the Winter Olympics up in Squaw Valley again? We've got all the structures up there. They haven't been used.
Right.
It'd cost less money to refurbish them and
you
bring them up to date.
You would think.
And all those people, you know, but...
All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. The most complete, comprehensive... concealed carry instruction you're ever going to see. It's a full-time business for Ted Leidy, the owner and chief instructor of Northern Firearms. All of his instructors are NRA trained. Give him a call at 999-1822 or check it out at readyccw.com. Provides guns for people that don't have them when they're going through the class because they haven't found one that fits them yet, or this, you know, that it's not the right one that they have that they decided there. So he will provide guns and ammo for you at the class, and then help you find the right pistol for afterwards. You can't beat that. Northern Firearms Instruction. All right, we'll be right back with Kyle DeFore and more sports as soon as we return from these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 79 degrees, going up to 110 today. Oh, gosh, 110 today. I think it's going down like 108 tomorrow.
Tomorrow calls for 107, and Sunday calls for 102 by the National Weather Service. We are still in the triple digits forecast all the way up until Thursday of next week. In the low 100s, so we're still triple digits. And, of course, always the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
You know what? You're going to be okay because when I work out, I mean, I'm just sweating and just in agony because, you know, sometimes. But you're in that saltwater pool over
at Wellgate.
Wellgate Sports Club. Yeah. You're in the pool working out. Of course, you work out probably harder than I do.
Well, it's lovely to do the special aerobic classes that are like doing judo underwater. It's intense. But I don't feel the weight on my joints like I would if I were on the floor.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, they've got all types of new machines over there and free weights. They've got it all at Wellgate Sports Club. You're not going to find a better place. The people there are extremely professional, and you have Bohem Spa there, which is why we call it a club. You can go in, free towel service, just walk in, and people, you know, if you got a workout sheet, boom, they hand them to you. They got personal trainers. They have it all, including, like we said, the saltwater swimming pool there, which is, you know, kind of, that's really unusual for Reading, first of all, but to have it at the club is really, really an asset. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Give them a call, 768-1205. Come on down there and work out. All right, it's about 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're here with Kyle DeFore, who, of course, he and his father have Mighty Fine Foods, the world's largest convenience store, or the world's smallest supermarket. Yep. But it is just, I mean, breakfast, lunch, now with the barbecue and takeaways, mm-hmm. one-stop shop. You come into Mighty Fine, corner of 299 at Deschutes, mm-hmm. you get gasoline, propane, barbecue. Let me see, so Joey going to be out there on the water for
beer,
2 days.
Wine.
Five different kinds of beer.
Mm-hmm.
Wine, soft drinks, ice.
Yep.
Everything.
Vegetables, if you want to make whatever.
I come in when I'm shooting at the range. I come in there, grab a cup of coffee, and a breakfast burrito.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hot food served all day. We got $5 take and bake pizzas on Friday. We're doing the barbecue here. Should be fired up here in about an hour or so. We have the first stuff comes off at about 11 o'clock. And, yeah, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, on the way out to Jones Valley, or out to Burney Falls if you want to get out of this triple-digit heat. Head up to Burney Falls. We're right there at 299 in Deschutes. Everything you need in one stop right there.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about football.
The game. Football. Oh.
Football. Well, what game?
Oh, tonight.
Oh, the game tonight. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Game tonight. Mm-hmm. How are we looking?
Colt 45.
7 games left on the season. 3 games set against the San Francisco Seals starting tonight. 7:15 at Tiger Field. Come out and see us. Just $5 a ticket. Get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. We got 7 games in the next 8 days, and that's our last 7 games of the season. Hard to believe. 37 down.
Unbelievable.
Or 38 down, 7 to go. So
you've had a great year. How's it felt for you? Do you feel like as an announcer, have you grown?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been an absolute blast. I know game 30 was probably better than game 10 as far as my Evolution's gone, but I couldn't be happier. It's been an absolute blast, and it's good, always good to go over to Humboldt when it's 110 over here too for a couple days. But the feedback I've gotten from fans at the game, from the radio, like I mentioned, from players, family and friends and things like that, it's been nothing but positive. We've really had a great time out there this year, and looking forward to the last seven games here now. And hard to believe it's almost over. Where did the time go?
It's just this year, but then we got football coming up, buddy.
Oh, yep.
Football at the end of the month.
Yep, Friday. Every Friday night here on KCNR 14.6, we're going to have a different game of the week for you.
There you go.
And all your local high school standouts, of course, will be covering all that on the NorCal Sports Hour on Tuesdays as well. So looking forward to another school year here of all your high school standouts on KCNR.
So tune in tonight. But, you know, you wanted to talk about football.
Well, you know what? He's also a football fanatic. Mm-hmm. There's probably not a sport that you don't really kind of like.
Well, the three big ones are my favorite ones, because football, basketball, baseball. I bet you enjoy,
because you're an athlete, first of all.
I enjoy the mechanics of it.
Here's what I like about the Olympics, if I can just say this. I saw something about the Olympics, about a person. Oh, we saw the movie Eddie the Eagle. Mm-hmm. If you have never seen the movie Eddie the Eagle, it's a story about that, about the ski jumper from England. England did not have a ski jumping team. Eddie wasn't good enough to be on the downhill team. He was myopic. He had thick glasses. He was he just didn't fit your idea of the athlete.
Somewhat dorky.
But he went out and taught himself how to jump off the ski lift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at first he had no coaches, and then he acquired coaches. He set the British record, which was easy to do because there really wasn't, I think it had been set in 1912, and that was the last time anybody had done it. But the thing I liked about this so much was, from the side was, it's not the winning.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting yourself out there totally. I mean, giving it everything you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't win, but that you've represented your country and you've done the very best you possibly can.
And no one can ever take the title Olympian away from you, whether you medal or not.
And when I see what they used to do in our media, when somebody they expected to win falls, you know, like in the speed skating or a downhill, how do you feel? Well, how do you think they're going to feel? You know what? I've trained my whole life to be right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the person in front of me in the speed skating fell and took me out. This was my time. This was it. This was my whole life. Everything we've done. And a Romanian slipped and took my legs out from underneath me. But how do you feel? You know, to me, I am so proud of our Olympians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they come in there, whether it's first or last, I mean, who doesn't get a tear in their eye when they see them grab that flag and start trotting around the track?
Well, and they have to either get sponsors or pay their own way to the United States. A lot of countries, you know, pay for their entire Olympic delegation, all that kind of thing. Ours are all privately funded. So a lot of these people, it's an incredible sacrifice, not just of time and effort, and on the parts of their families, of getting up at 5 a.m. to take them to the rink and all this, the kind of stuff. But like you said, you know, this is where people might only have one chance to do it. That's why I feel bad for the people that maybe this might be their only Olympics that
this
they qualify
is it. This
for.
Is the
that it's got to be
one
the one in Rio, and they've got the Zika thing, and the water's
and swimming,
a mess.
And they're swimming by bodies. You know, they're going, oh, there's a body in the water. You know, the other thing, too, I don't like is professionals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there should be one professional.
So you don't want all our NBA guys winning by 50 points?
I don't want our NBA guys. We have good enough college players. I don't want to see any pros, not from any country. This should be what it's about, is amateur athletics. But now it's become money.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, it's about marketing, too. And
marketing, money.
So ever since the Dream Team in 92, that's kind of, it's been professionalized.
Well,
hockey,
they,
all of
well,
it
they,
now.
Yeah, and they were talking, well, you know, the other teams bring in their professionals. So what? Our college kids are better than their professionals anyway.
1 minute, football.
Okay.
1 minute.
Quick.
I'm high on the Raiders. Niners, if we go 8-8, I will be happy. It's year one of the Chip Kelly regime.
Who got kicked out of
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, we're going to have our whole breakdown on Tuesday. But, yeah, Raiders are our dark horse to be a playoff team this year. Niners, if we're not in fourth place and win at least 7 or 8 games, that'll be a good year because we're rebuilding is the nice way to put it.
Where's Colin going?
I mean, probably to the bench to be second string behind Gabbard right now, if I had to say.
I thought he was gone.
Oh, no, he's still on the team. I mean, he's could still be traded at any time before the week. I think they've got to week 8 or 9 to trade him now.
I thought he wasn't going to.
No, he was going to go to Denver, and then Denver drafted a guy in the first round instead. So they gave then he was going to go to Cleveland, and Cleveland got Robert Griffin III instead. So, which I don't think that's going to work either. But, you know, they have Johnny Football, who couldn't even stay on the field, though.
Johnny Football. We're still trying to find Johnny Football. He last seen in a bordello outside.
I just hope
Nevada.
That guy can get his life together.
Man. Okay, we'll love your passion, Kyle. We'll listen to you tuning in tonight. Come out to the game or tune in to KCNR tonight. At 7:15 to hear Kyle tell you everything that's going on with the Colt 45 game.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to David Kahn about millennials and their spot in the election this year and things that you didn't know.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It began as a traffic stop and turned into a gun battle last night in San Diego, leaving one police officer dead, another wounded. Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman's comments airing on KFMB.
Almost immediately, very shortly after they put out that they were making a stop, they called for emergency cover. Other officers were in the area. They arrived shortly on scene and found both of our officers suffering from gunshot wounds.
Zimmerman said in a Twitter post she had left the hospital where the injured officer came out of surgery. He is expected to survive his wounds. It was an historic night for presidential politics.
I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton breaking through a 227-year-old glass ceiling.
The first time that a major party has nominated a woman for president.
And Clinton promising to be a president for all Americans.
And with your help, I will carry all of your voices and stories with me to the White House.
Wally Hines reporting.
Analysts say they are still hopeful the economy will rebound in the second half of the year. Their optimism comes despite today's report from the Commerce Department that the economy grew at an annual rate of just 1.2% in the spring month. That is far below what had been expected. The government also revising downward its estimate of first quarter growth to 0.8%. Reaction on Wall Street has been mostly negative in the aftermath of that disappointing report. Right now, the Dow is down 27 points. However, the NASDAQ is up by 6 and the S&P 500 up about 2. Stocks opened mostly lower on Wall Street. They were led by declines in energy companies. ExxonMobil fell 3%, the most in the Dow, after reporting its smallest quarterly profit in 17 years. More of these stories from townhall.com.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Florida's governor says the state likely has the first case of Zika transmitted by mosquitoes on the U.S. mainland. Governor Rick Scott says no mosquitoes in the state have tested positive for Zika, but he says one woman and three men in Miami-Dade and Broward counties likely contracted the virus through mosquito bites. Meantime, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on its website is asking blood centers in Miami-Dade and Broward counties to stop collecting blood until each unit can be screened for Zika. Dr. Marty Citron says that epidemiological studies suggest that the time of year combined with preventative behavior will reduce the risk of getting Zika at the Rio Olympic Games.
The games are occurring in the winter season in Rio when cooler temperatures and drier air typically reduce mosquito populations. We made this assessment looking at decades of information around dengue epidemics and dengue case transmission.
Zika expert Dr. Marty Citroen, breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A wildfire burning along California's Big Sur coastline keeps growing a week after it broke out. It looks to be a problem for the scenic region for weeks to come. Wildfire evacuee Donna Huntington says the community has rallied behind all the people who had to abandon their homes.
It is heartbreaking, and it just we just hope that people can come through for them. The community of Carmel, I mean, these clothes are, I have on, I just got them today. They're giving us everything we need.
The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection is estimating it will take until the end of August to extinguish that fire. Meanwhile, the blaze has destroyed 34 homes and put at least 2,000 homes and other buildings at risk. A top Chicago police official says the department has quite a few questions after officers shot and killed a suspect in a stolen vehicle investigation. Police say officers left their vehicle yesterday evening after stopping a Jaguar convertible that had been reported stolen. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 29th of July. We finished up July. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our 8 o'clock portion of Free Fire Radio. It's currently 79 degrees. It's going to be 110 today, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 77. Yes, we're in that heat wave, so please be careful. Don't leave your pets. Please, pets, folks, kids. You know, there was just recently another article in the paper about a woman who went in the store and forgot about her three kids in the car. Thank God. It was actually written by Donnie Chamberlain.
Yeah.
These three kids were left in the van, and the lady, oh, my gosh, I forgot. But speaking of somebody...
How do you forget three kids?
Three kids, they were standing in the van.
No. Leave nothing carbon-based in your car.
Just do not. Yeah, there you go. Well, speaking of somebody who takes care of details, we love her attention to details, is our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan Eastman. What's happening in the market?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, the major averages are starting out mixed after a weaker-than-expected U.S. GDP report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 23 points at 18,433. The S&P 500 is up 2 points at 2,172. And the Nasdaq Composite advancing 8 points at 5,163. Active stocks on the Nasdaq, Sirius XM Holdings up 6 pennies at 441. Facebook up 59 cents, trading at 125.55. Apple down 41 cents at 103.91. Local stocks of interest, FedEx up 6 cents at 161.51. AT&T positive 65 cents, trading at 43.22. Bank of Commerce up 3 cents at $6.58 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.48%. And over two commodities, gold is up $6.90 an ounce at $1,343. Silver up 9 cents at $20.29, and crude oil off 17 cents, trading at $40 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. Susan is the first vice president of investments for Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give Susan a call at 530-243-7561. Susan is really well-versed on everything that's going along in the financials. All right. Hey, you know, when you say the term millennials, everybody has their own thoughts about this. And you think that they are automatically, oh, they're just for Bernie, or they will never vote for Republicans. But that's not true. And we have with us an author, one half of the Twin Titans, according to New York Magazine. We have David Kahn with us. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us today. And David, your book is saying that the millennials, that the GOP just can't write them off. Is that correct?
That's correct. We think the millennials are up for grabs, and either party can win them if they appeal to the millennial platform.
Well, would you please introduce yourself, please, to our listening audience? Tell us about your book. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Sure. My name is David. My twin brother is Jack. We were competitive debaters for 4 years. We traveled all across the country, Chicago, Minnesota, you name it, California now, right where you guys are located. And we kind of had this experience meeting thousands of young people and talking to them about public policy issues. Starting in 2014, we took over leadership of the Junior State of America, which is a civic engagement organization with about 10,000 members and 500,000 alumni. And we kind of had the opportunity to again, go across the country meeting young people, talking to them about the issues that were important to them. And so a couple of years ago, we decided to sit down and write When Millennials Rule to tell the greater American public, kind of, here's what millennials think. All the media likes to talk about kind of what's going on with the millennials. Well, we figured we'd kind of try to answer that question.
Well, Millennials Rule, I mean, it's obviously that they've played a big part in the Bernie Sanders, insurgency in the Democratic Party. And are they, obviously, Bernie is really pushing a progressive viewpoint at America. Are the millennials just locked into this?
Good question. We actually don't think the millennials are supporting Bernie because of his progressive agenda. We think Bernie's support comes from being the outsider, from being an anti-establishment candidate who's going to bring different things to Washington. That comes from the fact that millennials are really skeptical about Washington. They're really cynical about the political process. So they like the idea of voting for an outsider. And Bernie talks about the issues they care about. You know, he's talking about college debt. He's talking about the fact that they don't have jobs. He's talking about income inequality. So I think that's what's kind of the appeal of Bernie Sanders, not necessarily his platform.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, and then I'm sure you're ready for this one. As an outsider, Donald Trump is obviously an outsider who has been fighting the Republicans as well as the Democrats. Do you see any type of crossover to support another outsider?
That's a great question. I think it's a big possibility. I think it's a possibility that's being discounted right now, and it could have a big impact in this election. Not even if millennials necessarily vote for Donald Trump, but if they just sit out this election, I think that's Donald Trump's best path to victory right now.
I don't understand that
if the millennials sit out, if they don't show up and vote, then why would that be a victory?
Yeah, good question. Millennials right now support Hillary Clinton 3-1, and they represent 1/3 of the electorate. So just doing some quick math on that, that's a huge proportion of the electorate, and if Hillary can't turn out those voters who support her by such a wide margin, and Donald Trump does turn out his supporters, who clearly are very passionate and really buy into his personality and his agenda, then Donald Trump could win.
Okay, so do you think from watching, and this was really time sensitive here when you're on here after watching obviously the Republican convention, and we just finished watching the Democrat convention, and Hillary was really trying to reach out to the Bernie supporters, whom and many of them doesn't seem like they bought into that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think many of the millennials have bought into that. I think the question is kind of, millennials are very cynical, right, about both of these candidates. They don't like either of the candidates. And so I think the question is kind of, can Hillary, through this convention, right, inspire the millennials to kind of get behind her campaign? And I think she did a pretty good job of that this week at the DNC.
Are you going to be up here soon for a book signing? Again, your book is called When Millennials Rule.
Our calendar hasn't been finalized yet, but the book is going to be published next week on Tuesday, so it should be available for order and in bookstores.
And where are you based out of?
We're based out of New York City, but right now I'm in Menlo Park, California.
You're down here.
where in California?
I'm in Menlo Park.
Menlo Park, okay.
So you know what, David? You've got a lot. I mean, when I heard from Mallory about the book, and of course I want to read it. And y'all are the future. I mean,
millennials
are the future. And it says one of the things says the 10 most shocking revelations about millennials and their unique political views.
What's the biggest? Pick an issue, and I'd love to kind of tell you about kind of. just how different the millennial political view is than their parents.
Okay, well, look, let's take a quick break here because we've got you for a while, I hope. And we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back with David Kahn, who he and his brother, Jack, the twin titans, have written a book called When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America. Okay, and we'll be back in a couple minutes, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, a better-known business, Jeff Worsh guarantees his work. Head on down to 3208 South Market or give him a call at 241-8373, Jeff Worsh, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:15 in the morning and 80 degrees going up to 110 today. We'll be right back.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning, everybody. 8:18 in the morning here. 80 degrees going up to 110 today, so leave no carbon-based life forms in your car. Dress appropriately out there. The weather report's always brought to you
drink
by Shasta.
Drink lots of water.
Gas, propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
No cleavage, no crackage.
Yeah, that's right. None of that. Well, cleavage. We can argue about that there.
It's Friday.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Voted best in the North State last year. Could be every year because Martin and his people are just simply outstanding. Martin, a veteran. An Army veteran who came back and started this business, like I said, close to 25 years ago, if you got an emergency, he'll be there, or his people will be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, whatever it takes. They are our people of choice when it comes to any type of HVAC. 221-2642 is his phone number, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we're here with David Kahn. He and his brother wrote a book called When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America, and we talked about how their how the millennials' ideas and how different they are from their parents' generation. So let's talk about something like what education, David.
Yeah, education is an interesting question because I think there's a lot of misconceptions around what young people think about education. You know, there's a lot of vitriol around education reform, ironically, in America today. You know, you say anything, school choice, charter schools, vouchers, and you got, you know, teachers picketing, and you got a lot of people on the left getting very up in arms. And then you got the kind of the same problem on the right. You talk about kind of, you know, working with teachers. You talk about testing and things like that. And again, you have people up in arms. And I think you have this interesting balance where millennials say, look, we've been through this system. We've seen that it's broken, right, most recently. And we think that we need to do whatever it takes to solve that problem. So I think, you know, on education reform, millennials are pretty much willing to support any and all innovative solutions, from technology in the classroom, which they're very strongly in support of, to bigger kind of controversial policy questions. 3 out of 4 millennials support charter schools. Millennials support school vouchers. They support anything that's going to help people escape kind of this cycle of poverty and use education to join the middle class.
That is a surprise. So they, you know, and but maybe not so much of a surprise because, like you said, they came up through this system. So they do support charter schools, as many, you know, as I do. You know, we have several up here, and I see how they work. But charter schools in other areas where so people can get out of schools that are non-performance, where it's dangerous to be. That's a refreshing, and I hope a very, I hope it's optimistic so that we can change things like this in the future. Okay, education. What about free education? I shouldn't say. Yeah. What about the old quote, free education in for college?
Free college education. Yeah, good question. It's one of the issues kind of most important, I think, to a lot of millennial voters, especially in this upcoming election. I think millennials aren't necessarily set on this free college tuition idea, but they certainly are set on the idea the current college education system is completely broken. And that the idea that it costs $60,000 a year to go to a private university, or even $15,000, $20,000 to go to a public university, is outrageous, right? Because millennials think that college education is a right. It's something that we should have access to. It allows people to have this economic opportunity. And so I think you're going to see a lot of millennial voters over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years making this a crucial issue until we can solve it.
That's interesting. So, I mean, they know that it's not free, that it's paid for, right?
Yeah, I think the best phrase that I like to use is debt-free college. They want some way to say, we're not going to put students in massive amounts of debt. We're going to help them find solutions that allow them to go to college. You know, when you look at the statistics, I mean, it's really, I think college education today, you know, on the public side is just a completely mismanaged government program, and on the private side is kind of exploitative almost in how expensive these fees are. Schools spend almost as much on bureaucracy as they do on actual education. I think the statistic is it costs about $16,000 a year to educate and house a student at a college, and yet the average school charges something like double that.
Well, you know, I know that this is going to sound, you know, like I'm aging myself, but I can talk more than that, that when I went through college, I worked during the summer. And I worked, you know, a part-time job, and I left college with no, you know, with no debt because the prices were reasonable back there. My brother-in-law worked his way or left medical school.
But he also did that through the Navy.
No,
right?
No, I'm talking about your brother.
Oh,
left
yes.
Medical school with a small amount. So it seems like the amount that it's taken to go to college has risen a lot more dramatically than our wages have.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's almost a different, you know, a lot of young people today work during the summer, they work during the year, they try to put aside whatever money they can, but I think kind of for the first time in a while, it's just not feasible to pay your way through college. No matter how hard you work, you're not going to make $60,000 working, you know, part-time or and even if you go to kind of a less expensive school, it's pretty hard to make $30,000 just working part time.
So they they're making it debt free, but that means if they're going to have to change the whole system from how much it costs in the bureaucracy, is which to me is where the real overhead is. When we're you've got you're hiring administrators and more administrators and more administrators and no teachers. I don't have a problem with paying teachers a real decent wage, especially at all levels. In fact, I think that's where a lot of money should be at. But when we've got when you've got 100% over what you need for the bureaucracy is what bothers me.
100% agree with you on that. And I think, in Tennessee, Governor Bill Haslam is a really good example of how some people have actually tried to solve this. He said investing in college education is the best economic mobility plan I can invest in. He's a Republican governor, and he said schools aren't entitlement. We have this bloated entitlement of public education. We're wasting money. Let's focus on fixing it. And I think for conservatives and for liberals, it's just a great place where you can cut the fat. It's very clear that there's a lot of kind of overhead here, and I think make a real impact on the communities.
Well, let me finish this thought. Linda wants to hop in. We had a doctor in here, and we were talking about this and talking about the cost of it. He said, if I could just write off the interest on my debt like I do my interest on my house, he said that would help a whole lot because you can't even do that. And he said, that's one of the ways I think you could immediately restructure it so that they can write off the interest there. And that at least helps them, so they can, they're not having to just take everything out of the back pocket. Linda.
Curious, especially because we're in northern California, rural areas, very pro Second Amendment. Millennials, from where you're standing and when you go out and you speak and you're writing books and you're writing of, with Washington, the Journal, you're all over the place, according to your bio, how do you feel that millennials are feeling about gun rights?
Definitely one of the most interesting questions. Contrary to public perception, millennials aren't a bunch of liberals who want to take away everybody's guns. Actually, quite the opposite. We call millennials the most pro-gun generation in America. And that's because when you look at surveys and you look at polls, millennials are actually the least likely generation to support things like bans on assault rifles or bans on handguns. Now, that doesn't mean that they're, completely pro-gun. On the flip side, we say millennials are also the most pro-gun reform generation in America. They want universal background checks. They want restrictions on the mentally ill from getting access to guns. They want to place further restrictions on felons getting access to guns. So I think there's this, careful balance and this nuanced policy view on that issue.
That's interesting because I saw that in there too, and it's a great question because people just automatically assume that, we want to take away your guns, but that's not true. However, nobody wants a felon to have a gun or somebody with a mental illness to have a gun or somebody that doesn't, that doesn't go through some kind of background check. And people are going to go, but that's how I feel. I teach handguns. I teach concealed carry. And frankly, I know and been in the military for a long time. And I frankly would like to know is that whoever gets the gun has had some kind of check on them.
Exactly. It's not about banning the guns. It's about figuring out who has them.
You just heard just a big intake of breath in the whole area up here when I said that. I don't believe you should keep the background check. I think you should just do it and then drop it right where it's at. You should not keep, registration of it, but just there should be something in there. Okay. Technology and millennials and reshaping America, and especially the political side of America. Are you prepared for that one?
Yeah, it's a good question because both Jack and I we're both programmers, we're both technology guys, and I think that's true for a lot of our generation, right? We can be interested in politics, but we're not going to be politicians, right? We don't want to be pundits. We want to be coders. We want to start companies. We want to build apps. We want to we see technology as a really fundamental means of change in our society, almost more powerful these days than even traditional political systems. And I think you're going to see technology kind of pervading all sorts of political questions because technology is reshaping our society. And, maybe even technology is at the heart of what's going on in this election with technology kind of replacing middle class jobs and kind of the populist rebellion against that.
Okay, now that's interesting you should be saying that, because we up here in Redding, California, have been one of the five best places for people to that work in IT in the next stepping off place. We have a new academy that just started that we teach. In fact, I'm taking a coding class myself, and I'm not a millennial. And how to take a step forward, this is going to be the next huge, huge employer. Are the people that can code, the people that work in IT like this. It's going to be, you know, green energy. It's going to be people that can work. And the people that I'm talking to, younger people, are, is that it's not so much you have to work your whole life to be able to enjoy a lifestyle. It's to enjoy a lifestyle and have a job that allows you to do that. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think you're right about that. I think millennials are changing the workplace, too. It's this kind of new evolution, right? The workplace now has all this technology. And millennials expect the technology to do some of the work for them, and I think they're looking for kind of a job as an experience, as a culture, as a value system. I think it's a very different perception of careers and how careers should work.
David, you still have some time? We can talk some more.
Sure.
Okay, great. Because we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by
Budget Blinds. It's a huge selection, the highest quality, and the most fashionable window coverings. You know, it's hot outside, obviously, with 110, and if you need blinds like we do, bring the budget blinds in so they can help you with all of your selections and help take down the heat costs, those costs of soaring prices on your electric bill. So go to Budget Blinds. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the park test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Are you reeling in the year?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bots. Friday, 29th of July, 81 degrees, going up to 110 today. It's going to be 108 tomorrow, and we're going to be in the triple digits all the way through next Thursday. So prepare. Take a lot of water in. Don't leave anything in your car you don't want to lose after 10 minutes. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. They have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. I can't say any more than that. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Can't imagine going anywhere else. Our guest is David Kahn. He and his brother, Jack, have written When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America, and we've been talking about a lot of things that were, I think, were quite surprising if they heard how millennials are in the idea of education, believe it should be debt-free when you get into college, that it's right. That's not maybe a surprise, but how pro-change they are, like pro-charter schools, pro-vouchers, to try and break the syndrome of failure, how they are pro-gun, very much a pro-gun group, but with background checks and keeping the guns out of the hands of felons and the people that are mentally ill, and how technology changes what they're going to do, how they believe, you know, they're going into the coding, into the IT portion that's going to be growing our nation here in the future. David, welcome back. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks again for having me.
Hey, one of the things is that how can one of the candidates, how can they specifically reach the millennials and get them to vote for them?
Yeah, that's a good question, especially because in this election, voter turnout is going to determine the outcome. And I think there's two ways. I think the first is to focus on issues that matter to millennials. You know, if you're Donald Trump, don't talk about immigration and building a wall on the border. That's not going to appeal to this generation. Talk about jobs. Talk about the economy. Talk about how you're going to create new jobs for this generation that kind of grew up and came of age during the Great Recession. So I think it's about talking about millennial issues. And I think the second element is actually campaigning to millennials. And it sounds so obvious, but I think especially Hillary Clinton has had trouble with this. You know, getting on social media, talking to millennials in their own spaces, going to college campuses. This was kind of the strength of Bernie Sanders, is that, you know, 6 years ago, before anybody was doing this, he was on Reddit talking to millennials. He was on social media. He was in our communities. And so I think he had this kind of foundational support going into the 2016 election.
Okay. Now, it's well known that Donald Trump uses Twitter and social media a lot. Helping or hurting?
I mean, it's helping that he's using it. It might be hurting what he's saying. You know, the actual things he's saying.
Yeah,
might be hurting
we think that too. So
we better clean up his act.
Well, do millennials have a problem with Hillary and trusting her? I mean, this seems to be one of her biggest fallacies, is that people just have looked at her and seen everything that's going on with her and Bill over the last 40 years, and they just don't trust her.
I think that's her biggest challenge of the millennials. We identify three core values that we say millennials identify with. The first is authenticity. I think that's Hillary's problem. And the second is optimism. And the third is tolerance of diversity. And those second two are Donald Trump's problem. So I think kind of neither candidate really fits the millennial values, but definitely for Hillary the challenge is the authenticity aspect.
They've grown up during war also, since 2001. They've grown up when our country's been at war constantly. What's their thoughts on that? Is this something that's just been a part of their life so much that, you know, it just doesn't impact anymore?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, millennials say that 9/11 was the most impactful day of their lives. So I think terrorism has had a real effect on how the millennial generation thinks about foreign policy. I also think there's a lot of Iraq aversion. There's a lot of Iraq fatigue. People are kind of tired of seeing their country at war for so long. But at the same time, they're worried, right? They're worried about the rise of ISIS. They're worried about this renewed and increasing amount of terrorism that we're seeing every day now around the world. And I think they're trying to find a careful balance in that. And I think the answer that a lot of millennials are saying, you know, they've come to is a new kind of diplomatic toolkit. They don't want to go to war. They don't want to really be engaged internationally. by putting boots on the ground. They want to use cyber warfare. They want to use economic sanctions. They want to use these kind of new indirect tools of engaging in foreign policy. And frankly, I think we're going to have to wait and see how that plays out. I think there's not a very good indication yet of whether that will be successful.
I just hate to say this, having been doing this most of my life, but there's nothing that ever takes the place of putting boots on the ground if you want to thoroughly, I mean, if you really want to control. But frankly, I'm also tired since 2001 of being at war, and there's got to be a better way that, you know, ISIS has risen during the last 6 years, and it needs to be, you know, the whole terrorism, the whole worldwide terrorism is affecting people's lives. Like, you know, do they feel safe in the world if they travel?
I think they feel probably more safe than their parents do. I think that's just an aspect of youth. People are kind of more less risk averse. They're more likely to take risks. But I definitely think they're worried about terrorism. I mean, I think 80-something% of millennials say they don't see a foreseeable end to terrorism. They think it will just be the new normal. And I think that's a scary reality.
How are they going to break gridlock? Now, this is, if Hillary wins the presidency, the Republicans hold the House and the Senate, we got gridlock again. How are millennials going to end that?
I think we're going to see gridlock over the next 5 years. But I think as millennials truly come to power, as they become the elected officials themselves, we're going to see kind of party lines start to blur a lot more. And we're kind of already seeing that with the Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump crossover type voters. I think the political lines are going to blur because millennials aren't ideological, right? They don't want to pound their chest and say, I'm liberal, I'm conservative, this is my ideology, this is my morality. They are issue-based. They want to say, well, let's solve gun control. How are we going to do that? We can take things from both sides, right? How are we going to create jobs? Well, we can take things from both sides. Tax cuts, yeah, that's helpful, but that's not going to solve the whole problem. And government spending, again, that can stimulate the economy, but that's not going to solve the problem. So I think they want to take things from both sides, and in that sense, as they assume political office, as they become the majority of voters, they're going to have an impact and kind of deconstruct political parties as we know them today.
So so we've got a new party. It's called the Pragmatic Party.
Yes, we call millennials, we call them radical realists.
Radical realists.
Will they form their own political party? Probably not. But will they kind of blow up the existing political parties? Well, they're already doing that. Look at the GOP.
Yeah.
Well, it is, you know, and this is why.
It's not your old Republican.
We have very progressive friends that, and I said, you know, that were supporting Bernie. I mean, they were in it. And then when Hillary pushed him out, she said, you know, they said, you know, that's it. I can't. I've left the party. I cannot vote for this woman.
And I can't vote for him. So we have the people that.
Yeah, so they're going to sit out. But, you know, it's really interesting what you're saying here, David. More of a radical realist, but also more of a pragmatic. Do millennials feel like the government is out of control?
Completely. I think the cynicism has never been higher about the political process and that politicians' ability to make change. You know, we're at historical lows in terms of people saying they want to work in government, they trust government. A third of millennials say that government officials' primary interest is themselves.
I didn't realize I was a millennial. So, hey, you know, David, this is really interesting. I can't wait to see the book. Now, let me get back to what's the title again? One more time.
When Millennials Rule.
When Millennials Rule. Others Drool. Oh, no, it's not on there. It says When Millennials Rule, the Reshaping of America. You know, this sounds like it's going to be a great book. Mallory said she's going to send me a copy of it. Now, how do people get this book?
They should go to our website, whenmillennialsrule.com, and then starting on Tuesday when it gets published, it's going to be available on Amazon and in bookstores.
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, you and your brother. You know what? This has really been enjoyable. We have a lot of you know, our producers are millennials, and you know they beat their head on the on the desk. They just beat their
the book too.
And I just said, what are you guys going to do? And he turns around, he says, I hate them both. I go, so what are you going to do? He goes, I don't know. You know, we're at that point. And do millennials feel kind of like a lot of people feel? How do we get to these two?
Yeah, I think that's a national sentiment. I think one thing that unifies this country is everyone's bewilderment about how we have such two terrible candidates as our choices.
I know. I mean, my gosh. Hey, David, thanks a lot.
Thanks for being with us.
This is no secret how I feel about this, but you know, I also know is that everybody's going to have to make a choice here.
So check out When Millennials Rule. We appreciate so much you coming on the air with us this morning. It's been a very interesting interview. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. You take care now, David. All right.
You too.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew,
2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week.
Walk into Espresso Joe's and get your coffee beans by the pound. Best deal in town. Get your coffee, any kind that you want. They always have interesting things. And Shelley and Joe have been supporting this show since the day we started, 8, 9 years ago.
August 4th.
They've been with you since day one.
2007.
They support our veterans. You never go in and just support local. Also, the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. Your birthday's coming up, so you always could use, like, cigars. And, of course, just go to Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Support the local business. Good hearts, good people. We'll be right back. KCNR, 1460.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. How are you, everybody? It's like about, 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday. Friday!
Oh, my gosh, we have the paella dinner tonight. You know, we donated to the Turtle Bay Auction a paella dinner cooked by Carl Bot, world famous.
Chef Carlos.
Carlos Bettini.
Bettini.
His famous paella. Really, it's fantastic. I make my sangria. Of course, the hills come, and Rick plays, and Pam brings her fabulous hors d'oeuvres, and then the dessert. We do this whole night with eight people. Some that we don't know. They come into the house for the first time. We entertain them. We sit them at the table. We serve them. They've been on this and buy this for the Turtle Bay. So we're glad that we could donate.
This is seconds for some of these people. They're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming for seconds.
Nobody got sick from the food. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is where we buy our guns. He's got them all there, plus any type of ammo, reloading equipment, all shooting accessories, classes on CCW, and gunsmithing that is just absolutely perfect. All of us at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. Veterans get great discounts. Give him a chance to match or beat the prices from the big box stores. Okay.
I want to talk about a headline.
Okay,
because, you know, I think this is justice. Yeah, justice served.
This is because I said, you know, after traveling all over the world and being all these really, really rotten places in the world, that I said the one thing about America, there's a number of things about America you got to love, but one of them is being able to go anywhere in the United States and turn on the water and drink it. I do believe that, but not so fast.
Not when it's coming out of the pipes brown. Flint, Michigan, six more state employees were criminally charged in connection with the Flint, Michigan water crisis. Charged are Michigan Department of Health and Human Service workers Nancy Peeler, Kareen Miller, Robert Scott, and Michigan Department of Environmental Quality employees Leanne Smith, Adam Rosenthal, and Patrick Cook.
Why?
All are charged with misconduct in office, willful neglect of duty, and various conspiracy counts. Michigan Attorney General Bill Shute and Todd Flood, the Royal Oak attorney heading the Attorney General investigation, have called an 11:30 a.m. news conference to further discuss Friday's criminal charges.
The whole thing is based on what's happened in Flint, Michigan.
Contaminated with lead when the city, while under the control of state-appointed emergency manager, switched its drinking water source from Lake Huron water treated by the Detroit water system to Flint River water treated at the Flint Water Treatment Plant in Michigan.
And they never did all the testing like they should have. If you look at the water, it was like brown, and yet nothing was done. And so now they're coming out, they're starting to put people in jail over this, or at least not put them in jail, but at least try them for it. They've been charged with this. And like I said, one of the things I've always said is you can always go anywhere in America and drink water, but not in Flint, Michigan, or Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, they found out that a lot of things had seeped into the water there. And if you've ever been stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, if Marines, if you or sailors or anybody, if you've ever been stationed there for 30 days or more, go down to the VA. Go down to your Veterans Administration, go down to your clinic, go down to the hospital, go in and say, I was stationed there for a year or 2 years, my family was there, and this, they're finding diseases, cancers, all types of things from that water from years ago. And this is not just the people that were there then. It's also hitting their kids. So they were stationed there, and now their kids are starting to get, years ago, and are having birth defects. So there's another place. I was stationed at Camp Lejeune, been tested. I'm okay, I think. I'm no more weirder than I was when I went in. The police changing over here about these people are being charged. Every police officer charged in the Freddie Gray death by the prosecutor there, Deputy Attorney General, has been released. No charges against them. The three of them went to trial. None of them were convicted. All of them were released. And the judge says, look, if this is the best you've got, we're turning them all loose. No charges. Now, what we need to do is take a look at the Attorney General there, who brought these charges and, you know, of homicide against these six officers. Obviously, she was wrong when she did it, and it's cost millions of dollars to the state over these charges that they should never have been. I mean, you could have probably charged them with some other things, you know, except homicide. But all those charges have been dropped. Now, there's no update yet on the police and what happened down in San Diego that I've found. Two were shot last night, and one killed, one out of surgery now. when you think about everything that's going on around our world.
Well, the Zika virus is a scary thing, and you know, of course, it has affected what's happening with the games in Rio as well. But you know, there's a reading up on a little bit on some of the articles here. The four cases in Florida involve one woman and three men in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Florida officials believe Zika is being transmitted locally in a small area just north of downtown Miami. More than 1,650 Zika infections have been reported in the U.S., but all those were linked to travel to areas with outbreaks of the virus. More than 430 pregnant women in the continental U.S. have been diagnosed with Zika, along with more than 420 in territories. There is a staggering number of people, they think, by the end of this year that will be linked to the Zika virus.
The Redding Police Department is cracking down at the Ponderosa Inn, one of our favorite places over there on Pine Street. Too many calls. Too many times they're going over there to try and clean it up. And all the calls they're having there for illegal activities. Now, this is another one. So Ponderosa Inn, this is the next one they've gone after. And frankly, I think it's great. You know, wait a minute, you're chasing away, you're closing places that people without a lot of money are staying. That may be true. However, a lot of the people that are staying there are heavy into drugs, selling drugs, prostitution. They're living in squalor. Even the people there that are innocent are living in squalor with all types of mold and problems in the rooms is what they have found before. I don't know if that's exactly what's going on at the Ponderosa Inn, except Ponderosa Inn is getting too much police attention. You know, where they're having to go down there and arrest people, clean things up down there. So it should be either the owners clean it up or it's shut down, it's raised, and and somebody else builds something there that's worth their time and effort. Shout out to RPD on that. We've got phone calls coming in. So, Coach Bob, good morning. Good morning, Coach Bob.
Good morning back, Colonel. I played a New Year's Eve gig at Camp Lejeune once at the officers' club there. That was kind of fun.
You survived it.
But I don't remember drinking the water. But I was stationed at Fort Bragg, so it probably ran downhill to Fort Bragg. That's all I can figure, because I've been told by the Veterans Administration that there were a lot of issues if you were stationed at Bragg.
Oh, really? But in the water there?
A variety of different things, maybe from just contamination in general. But I can't itemize them because it's been too long since I was told that. I don't remember. But I'll tell you what, when I was in college and I moved to West Sacramento to go to Sacramento City College, my dad lived in West Sac, so my wife and I got an apartment there, or a duplex. And the first time I turned on the hot water, it ran us out of the house. Sulfur smell.
Mm.
It was gross, but that's West Sacramento. It's an agricultural gas issue, and it permeates the water underground, and it's gross. Rotten eggs. Oh,
can you drink it?
Well, you can. You don't have a lot of choice. I mean, you drink it cold, but heat it up, and it sinks. What do you do?
Yeah, I guess that's it. You walk out, you sprayed yourself with something.
Well, I grew up there. Here's the interesting thing with the rice field. You know, you would fly over, and you knew, I grew up there, so you knew that there were a period of time. So when you're talking about agricultural land, and you think about at that time, there were probably certain bans on pesticides that we have now. Sure. I'm just curious about is if that really leached into the water there in West Sacramento. I'm curious about that, the history of that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Coach
Bob.
You
guys have a great weekend.
You
too. I'm going to play music.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for the gift of music, truly.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and while we're on that note, I really want to say to the world again, one more time, rest in peace to Buddy Harpham. And Coach Bob, if you're listening, he was truly a mentor of mine. He passed away at the age of 96. He had a big band in Sacramento. He leaves a legacy with T-Tot, a junior high school band. He was in DeMolay band. He played at the Elks. He did dance. He was just wonderful. But he's the first guy, when I had my chance outside of 7th and 8th grade in high school, to really sing with a professional big band. I was 15. He's the one that taught me to do You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You before Dean Martin, which is odd. But I just love this man. And he passed away. And I just want to say to the world that we'll miss Buddy Harf. I mean, he made this place, he made our world a better place.
Well, you talked about great things about him. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew is going to be tomorrow, beginning at 2 o'clock at the Veterans Hall right here on Yuba Street, that they're going to have people there from Tobacco and Brew. They're going to have Mosley Cellars, a lot of different wines. 12 to 15 different kinds of scotches and that many bourbons. Asphalt Cowboys is going to be cooking there. Tickets are $10, but that gets you 5 tastings. You can buy a lunch there from the Asphalt Cowboys and have a great time while you're there, because they also have auctions and gift baskets and guns. They're going to be auctioning off guns via the bottle thing, where you buy a bottle and you have a chance of winning guns. The dreaded AR to all the way down to the very hard to get Sig Sauer 238-380, which is just an outstanding pistol. All of this tomorrow at Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, starting at 2 o'clock at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Linda and I will be there.
And also, happy birthday, Mike Michalak.
Happy birthday to Mike Michalak. That's right.
We'll be partying with you tomorrow night, too.
There you go. You know, we may. Are you providing drivers home, or at least phone calls to Uber? Will Uber pick us up?
Well, we live close to downtown, so we can walk everywhere.
We'll just walk back. Okay, everybody. Everybody have a great weekend. Watch out. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. So don't leave anything carbon-based in your car. Take care of yourself. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. It's a first, and not one that Florida is bragging about.
This morning we learned that 4 people in our state likely have the Zika virus as a result of a mosquito bite. This means Florida has become the first state in our nation to have local transmission of the Zika virus.
Governor Rick Scott, these 4 Zika patients would be the first whose infections are not linked to travel outside the U.S. mainland. 6 more Michigan state workers have been charged with crimes stemming from the lead-tainted water in Flint, Michigan. The party's over.
Thank you all for the great convention that we've had.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton closing the party's convention in Philadelphia. Today, Clinton and running mate Tim Kaine will visit the battleground states of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Republican Donald Trump holding a couple of events in Colorado. Trump says he wants you to be able to keep more of your own money.